Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we're God's workmanship in Christ Jesus and that we're created for good works, which God ordained beforehand that we would walk in. That's a mouthful there. The first thing that we're hearing is that God is the one that's making us. He's the one that not only originally created us, but He's the one that's continuing to form us. And one of the purposes in what He's doing in our lives is He's creating us to do good works, to bear fruit. Remember, Jesus said, "I have chosen you out of the world that you might bear fruit and that your fruit would remain." So it's important for us to think about the fact that we are called in this world to serve. We're called to do good works. We don't live under the law. We don't live under performance. But the fruit of being filled with the Spirit and of being alive in the Spirit is that there's good works that we do. And these good works that we do, beloved, the Scripture tells us here, were prepared for us beforehand. For example, the person that you're ministering to right now in your life during this season, the person that you're encouraging, the person that you're giving counsel to, that individual that you may be speaking a word of wisdom to, did you know that that relationship was prepared beforehand, that God so ordained that you would cross paths with this individual for such a time as this, so that what has been sown in you by the Holy Spirit now can be replicated as you minister to this one that God has brought into your life? It's such a mystery how God is able to do what He does. How, for example, have you ever had what would be called a divine synchronicity of a relationship, that you run into somebody and it turns out to be a very important meeting? But how is it possible that God planned this whole thing out, that you ran into this person that played a key role in what God's doing in your life? How did God work it out that that person would show up at the car stop at the exact time that you did, at the coffee shop at the exact time that you did, or that that individual's child would be in the same class that your child is in, and because of that, you both met? It's just mind-boggling how God is able to coordinate all this, but He is so far above the created world, it's mind-boggling. So I want to ask you today in the Lord to be cognizant of His word. God has created good works for you and I to walk in beforehand. Let's not miss these divine opportunities that God is giving us to bear fruit, to serve, to bring glory to Him. Because Yeshua said, "You will be rewarded for everything that you do in My name, even giving somebody a glass of water."